Several sources say that Russia's most senior generals have disappeared from public view after a brief mercenary mutiny aimed at toppling the top military brass in the biggest challenge to Vladimir Putin's presidency so far. With confusion rising within Moscow's military, Ukraine reported progress in its counteroffensive against invading Russian troops. It came as Russia's Armed Forces Chief of Staff, General Valery Gerasimov, did not appear publicly or on state television since the aborted rebellion on Saturday, when mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin demanded Gerasimov be handed over. Gerasimov, who is 67, is the commander of Russia's war in Ukraine and the reported holder of one of Russia's three nuclear briefcases. Officials with close knowledge about the situation also say that another Russian top general, Sergei Surovikin, has been detained on charges of prior knowledge of this weekend's armed uprising. Surovikin had well-established links to Wagner mercenary group chief Prigozhin. The well-informed Moscow Times newspaper says Russian General Surovikin has not been publicly seen since Saturday. It was the day that Wagner mercenary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin and his troops launched a short-lived mutiny against Russia's military leaders and even marched to Moscow. Several officials familiar with the matter have now told the media that Surovikin was being detained. Surovikin is the head of the Russian Aerospace Forces and was formerly Moscow's supreme commander in Ukraine. It was unclear whether Surovikin was charged as a plotter in the uprising led by Prigozhin on Saturday or detained for interrogation. Both the Kremlin and Russia's defense ministry have refused to clarify Surovikin's fate. The controversy comes as the head of the defense committee in Russia's parliament, Andrei Kartopolov, announced that Wagner forces would no longer fight in Ukraine. He said the mercenaries group chief, Prigozhin, refused to sign contracts with the Kremlin. Kartopolov said that a few days before the attempted rebellion, Russia's Ministry of Defense announced that all groups that perform combat missions must sign a contract. He said Prigozhin did not sign the contracts and was therefore informed that Wagner would not take part in a special military operation and would no longer receive funding or material resources. With Wagner out of the way, at least for now, Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare public walkabout in the Russian city of Derbent. He was seen shaking hands and posing for selfies with people, which was shown on Russian state television. But with confusion mounting over Russia's chain of command, Kiev claims Ukrainian forces are advancing, slowly but surely, on the front lines in the east and southeast of the country. They also claim progress around the long-standing flashpoint of Bakhmut, where one of the war's bloodiest battles occurred. Yet Ukraine is suffering losses too, with officials saying that the death toll in a Russian rocket attack on a packed pizza restaurant in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk has risen to 12, including 4 children. Ukraine's state emergency service says scores of people were injured, some critically, when 2 Iskander missiles slammed into the restaurant in the city center on Tuesday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has blamed a Russian spy for enabling the attack. The Ukrainian security agency, SBU, says it arrested an employee of a natural gas transportation company who allegedly helped coordinate a strike and sent video footage of the cafe to Russia's military. It provided no evidence for the claims in a war marked by propaganda on both sides since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. For Wersey News Radio, I am Stefan J. Buss, reporting.